Welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Brady Bowman with you, here with Manhattan City Manager Ron Beard, Manhattan Mayor Linda Morse. And we got a couple things to close out on tonight's meeting, to preview that, and then we got a lot of summer stuff to talk about to close out the show. But let's go ahead and talk about that last item on the general agenda for tonight, and we'll go over some consent agenda.
Sure. That would be the City University Projects Fund request, and this would be for 2019, for next year, the request. The committee has met. The university has submitted their projects, and essentially there's three projects that were considered by the committee, totaling $850,000. And two of the projects, which would be the campus perimeter traffic safety improvements in the amount of $570,000. This is the last, this year we're looking, using some City University funds, or the past 2 years actually, to look at safety improvements along North Manhattan Avenue, specifically looking at the pedestrian crossings there, where you have kind of a I would call a situation where a pedestrian has confidence when they push the button for a yellow flash that they're going to be okay in that crosswalk, and drivers that get accustomed to that. And it's kind of a perpetual at certain times of the day of pedestrian flow and not much vehicle flow. And so that's really the analysis, because there's several of those, and then there's unmarked areas too where pedestrians cross. So just really looking at that corridor, and essentially the primary recommendations that have come out of that is to really get rid of those yellow flashing lights and go to a more of a traditional standard traffic light that would give you a red and a green. And we've done that on the other side of campus there at Weefald Hall. Created an island there, which is kind of a safe haven to give some more visibility to some of the lighting and implementation signal equipment. And so that's the recommendation, which will also help with traffic flow from vehicles that are wanting to exit campus, which at certain times of the day can be kind of challenging. And so this is really the first phase to implement that. They also hope to apply for some grant funding to leverage those funds even more through the Kansas Department of Transportation. And also along that corridor, there's a Campus Creek stormwater box that we're wanting to do some improvements to one of the things that happens periodically when we get a very heavy rainstorm is that box tends to clog up with debris and doesn't function. And so the water runs over the box, and North Manhattan and the side streets become rivers. And so there's some improvements, but also there's some safety hazards there. And we've done a little bit of work there to put some fencing up to protect that. But again, you know, the fencing can catch debris too, but really the fencing's to keep the pedestrians away from it so they don't get sucked into the heavy culvert. So it's a very big culvert that takes water underground. I think it's about a 6-foot diameter box that runs underneath Bertrand for the most part, all the way to the ditch at Tuttle Creek Boulevard. And so it's a dangerous area that a lot of times people get attracted by water that's flowing heavily, and this is an area that certainly could do some harm if somebody got caught in it. And so a good improvement there. And then also this is the final recommendation that came, or the request that came from the university. It's not recommended by the committee, is for assistance to Colbert Hills golf course on some a $30,000 payment for some traffic improvements that were done many years ago that they're paying for on Colbert Hills driveway.
Mayor, any thoughts on that item? Maybe not the specific one, but just kind of that overall item.
Oh, I think that the agreement that City of Manhattan struck up with the university at the time that K-State was annexed, they assigned the sales tax from the K-State campus that the city would normally get to this joint responsibility and joint decision making. And as you look at the improvements around our campus, the knee wall is one that I really am proud of that helps and President Weefald was a big supporter of that, but it helps define the campus. And likewise, the sidewalks, we have made wonderful improvements in those areas are on the edge of campus, clear out to even Kimball. And now with this new emphasis on the North Campus Corridor, we're shifting some of the money in the future to work with that specifically. And when that's over, then the money will come back and we'll need some more, we'll have to replace some of the things we've done in recent history at least. So I think it's been a good partnership. And I just, I wish we're able to do more public things like that.
All right, and let's look at a couple highlights on the consent agenda.
Probably the biggest item on the consent agenda, we're recommending the sale of several of our bonds. This is the only one we're going to issue bonds once this year, totaling $18.7 million. About $11.1 million of that is in Benefit District residential subdivision improvements with $388,000 city at large. Plus, we also have another $7.58 million in city-at-large bonds for various city infrastructure, the addition to City Hall for Parks and Rec. A portion of that's being bonded. A portion was paid for cash. Just various improvements, the $1.7 million stretch of Upper North Manhattan between Kimball and Research Park Drive. That's being paid for from Economic Development Fund. So a lot of different things there. We had seven bidders on these bonds, which is higher than we normally have. The winning bid was from Jamie Montgomery Scott, LLC, so a new bidder for us at a true interest cost of 2.9%, and we maintain our AA2 and AA rating as a result of that. And we have a phone call, I understand.
Yep, let's go ahead and take that, and real quick, caller, we'll have a whole lot of time left.
Yeah, just curious if there's going to be any plans on the upgrade to the roundabout in front of Colbert Hills. That thing's kind of a challenge, so I'll hang up and listen. Thank you all.
Bye. Sure, I would agree with you. We've done some repairs there, and we did have we were going to do some significant modifications of that when there were some doctor's offices and other things that were approved off on the southwest quadrant of that. That didn't come to fruition. We've been kind of waiting whether or not another development might come in there. Because they'll have to connect to that roundabout there over in that quadrant. We definitely will continue to do some maintenance work. Ultimately, there are plans to improve and widen Kimball around that corner. And when we do that, we're likely have to reconstruct it and relocate it a little bit or go with a signalized intersection as an alternative. That's a kind of a future decision that the commission will need to make, but it is something that the commissioners talk about routinely, and right now we don't have it programmed for specific replacement, or it really needs to be made larger. Obviously, if you've been through the new roundabout down at Anderson and Kimball, it wouldn't need to be that big, but because that's a two-lane roundabout. But it was one of the first roundabouts in the state, and so it was kind of one of the testers. And I think one of the things we learned from that is that it's too small, and so it does need some work. And maintenance is a challenge on it, and that's something that is on our radar. We were kind of hoping that tract would develop, which would help us provide an impetus for doing some significant changes there.
Brady Bowman here with Manhattan City Manager Ron Feard, Manhattan Mayor Linda Morris, and we've got just about a couple minutes left. And because of that, real quick, let's go ahead and talk about the summer. Summer's almost here. That means the pools are about to open here in about a couple weeks. Exciting time, Mayor.
I mentioned yesterday to somebody that I was at Blue the Discovery Center for Be a Dinosaur, that wonderful exhibit. And when I left, the kids were just squealing and having the best time with their parents in that little lazy river there. But the splash park at City Hall, at City Park, opened a couple of days ago. And at least, I'm told, City Park pool will open on Memorial Day.
Actually, on Saturday.
Saturday.
Memorial Day. And then weekend. The other pools usually open on Memorial Day.
Oh, on Memorial Day. Okay. So there you go. If you're waiting for that. We have lots of other events happening. We did want to mention that there will be no City Commission meeting on May, I think it's 29th. Right. And that is the fifth Tuesday. And, of course, we typically meet the first four Tuesdays of the month. So we'll take that day off. This is Bike Month, and there are all kinds of activities here in the community. And so that a list of those activities is on the city's website, cityofmhk.com. There's an event with the Beach Museum on May 15th that will be held May 15th to August 25th called the Jam Session. And it's musical selections from their permanent collection, but it's in a complement to Manhattan Public Library's summer reading program, and it's called Libraries Rock. And you may know that on May 20th, Run for the Wall will be coming eastbound to Washington, D.C. on Interstate, and it'll be going to stopping at Heritage Park in Junction City for veterans and people interested in participating or attending that.
Other music events, a municipal band will kick up on Memorial Day at 9:30 at Sunset Cemetery in conjunction with the Veterans Group. Arts in the Park starts June 5th. The municipal band also will have a concert on Memorial Day in the evening down at City Park. And so just lots of different activity. Flint Hills Festival this Saturday down at the Discovery Center.
Lots going on. Manhattan Mayor Linda Morse, Manhattan City Manager Ron Fear. Thanks so much for coming on.
When it comes to shopping, there's no place like home. That's why your local Carpet One of Manhattan encourages you to keep your business in the community. KMAN, Manhattan.
The Hour, sponsored by TheraWorks Relief.
I'm Steve.
Little time left in this midterm election year to get much done, and the White House has already